This is The Riot.
The laughs, the camaraderie, the fight.
On Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U. Spoken's here. What?
Yeah.
Why? Like, I don't understand.
Here's what happens. When Spoken comes in,
hey,
we always
everybody.
We get some great stories, so get ready. But then we also get looks from Matt, and we'll see. Matt's out.
Matt's not even sitting in front of a mic.
Matt, what's up?
I was told I couldn't talk on the radio today.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, wait. And did Isaiah tell you
he
that?
He did.
We had the conversation in the van on the
did
way
you?
Here.
Wow.
True story.
Really?
True.
Uh-oh, he's out.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. When I was looking at you and you're like, Spoken is playing tomorrow at the Source, you paused, but I didn't know you're pausing because you're
the radio
looking
pause.
At me. But
no,
it's like,
you looked at me first. You were looking at me.
I always look at you when we're here, but I thought you're like, Spoken is playing tomorrow at the Source. Anyway, let's moving on. Like, not
like
even saying the city or anything.
No, it's just okay, what you don't know is that I seldom get any detail ever correct.
Oh.
And so as a result, when I started saying it and you looked at me, I was like, I'm screwing it up.
It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
I'm getting it
wrong.
Wasn't
that? You know what I did this morning on the way here?
What?
I got the Radio U app on my phone.
Hey, nice.
I did.
Nice.
I did.
And?
He hasn't used it yet.
With it. I opened it up to make sure that it would work on my phone. But
that's good.
Baby steps.
It. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, that's good. That's great.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
I know.
Everybody else outside of Matt, too, make sure you introduce yourself.
Yes.
Hi, this is me. I play drums, and the guy who was talking.
He just missed out. That's Isaiah. He plays drums.
Isaiah's
this is
out.
Scoop. I play guitar in the band.
Hi, Scoop. How are you?
Scoop, I keep wanting to call you Scoops. Like with an S, because sometimes reporters, that'll be like their nickname. They'll call them Scoops.
Son, you're on the right track. That's literally how I got the nickname.
Oh,
are
is?
You for real?
10 years ago, yeah.
Really?
Wait, you were a reporter? A mild-mannered reporter?
I took a journalism class, and I wrote for my community college newspaper.
And what was your scoop? What did you get?
Son, I don't think that we can talk about that.
It's that intense. He's on the run.
I'll just tell you this. I was sick the day on Monday when everyone chose their stories.
Yeah.
And there was one movie review and article that was left that no one wanted.
It was Brokeback Mountain.
Oh,
it was Brokeback Mountain.
And that was the
And
review?
I had to
that,
do.
I'm not going to lie to you. It puts your cowboy hat in odd context.
He is wearing a cowboy hat.
It's a Stetson contest. Open Road. It cost me a pretty penny.
It's right. Called an East Nashville hat, is what I was told.
A hipster hat.
No, it's very
all right,
nice.
All right. We'll come back to the hat. So you ended up with the Brokeback Mountain review.
And that's how you got the nickname?
I was telling my friends about like what was going on in there, and they created this like alter ego of me being a 50s reporter where I had like the press pass and the headband, and my catchphrase was, you be the judge. You know? Is Radio U the best radio show ever? You be the judge.
I like this.
And then 10 years later, now my mom calls me Scoop.
Aww,
so
that's cool.
Wow. When I thought there would be no connection at all, it all came
like,
back to
you
that.
You had a summer of ice cream scooping, and that was it. Like,
yeah.
That was your summer job.
That was
so
a good one too.
Funny story about ice cream scoops.
Got one for it all.
So there's a I'm very fortunate enough to have a guitar endorsement by a company called Zang Guitars, and they asked me, well, you know, we can do a custom inlay on your guitar. And I was like, well, okay, well, what do I want? Well, I decided to put an ice cream scoop inlay on the fretboard of my guitar.
Yeah.
And every time I look at it, I am not sure if I like it or if I'm bummed out.
If you went with the right choice or the wrong choice.
It is a choice. That is the only thing that I do know.
Well, it still works with the name, so it seems like you picked it for that.
We love it. We love it anyways.
All right. So what?
So next Spoken show, if you're at it, just take a look at the guitar.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the band in a minute, but what about the hat again? It's an East Nashville hat?
Well, a lot of the hipsters from Ohio like to make their way down to Nashville.
East Nashville?
And they specifically like to hang out in East Nashville.
Nashville.
What's in East Nashville?
A barista parlor.
Mm.
Okay.
It's a coffee shop.
Mm. Okay, sure it is.
The airport.
Everybody loves the airport.
Airport's pretty sweet,
that's
bro.
It. Everybody loves it.
I've been fortunate enough to be there a couple of times, but that's it.
Yeah? Well, I'll tell you what. Is it an awesome airport? You be the judge!
You be the judge.
And is the hat awesome? Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's a very nice cowboy hat.
I kind of wish I could wear a hat like that. But, you know what? See? Anytime somebody has something cool and I think I'd like to have something like that, it's always just me trying to be cool. It's not. But other people can have it and it totally works.
I haven't seen Jurassic World.
Me either. Don't get me started on it.
You guys got to start working on this.
What, you don't get to go see it?
Well, no, I do. I just haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
Yeah. He's been on vacation.
Yeah. So
You keep using that word. What is that?
Matt, you're an artist. You never work. So I don't want to hear about it.
You don't know what
vacation is because you don't know what work is.
And here's what happens again, like I mentioned, when Spoken comes in, Matt and Obi know each other so well.
I'm just real talk, okay? We're real talking now.
If I could, let me just say, you guys know, we crash at Casa de la Walmart a lot. Anyway, on the trip, because we were in Ohio for a live festival on whatever day that was.
Saturday.
And then Saturday. So we drove east through Pennsylvania. We went to Annapolis, Maryland, played last night, turned around, and came right back to Ohio.
That's some great routing, bro.
Oh, man, that's a long trip.
I'm just glad we had a show over there. I'm thankful. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Anyway, I see how it is.
So we leave a live festival. We're completely drenched. We're whatever. It rained nonstop. Anyway, we took off driving. We stopped at an oasis on the turnpike, which, one, it turned out to be the very first oasis that we stopped with Disciple the first time we ever did shows with them. We met them in Evansville, Indiana for the first time. And they're like, what are you guys doing this week? And we're like, well, we got a week off. Shows felt. They're like, well, cool. Go play some shows with us in Pennsylvania and Maryland. We're like, wait, what? Okay. So we went. And so that's the first travel oasis thing we ever stopped at in Pennsylvania. We stopped there on our way to Annapolis the other night because we were dying. And so we stopped and slept in the van, of course. Anyway, the next morning, Sunday morning, Scoop and Isaiah are out, and they decide they're going to kind of start kicking this trash can for whatever reason. It was really odd.
You don't need a reason.
Sometimes you don't have to have a reason.
I was behind the trailer watching.
I just have to ask, was the trash can named Matt?
I got that.
That's fine. Right. Kicking me. Got
all
it.
Right, everybody.
While I was down.
I didn't say that.
Can't confirm
the trash
or deny.
His name was Bobby.
Okay, all right.
Oddly kicking it. Weird. I'm like, what is going on? And so, out of nowhere, Isaiah decides to tear his shirt off and grab Scoop's half-empty water bottle and just dump it all over himself.
That I was just getting ready to drink.
He was literally going to grab it to drink it, and he dumps it all over him and starts kind of frolicking through the air like a deer type thing. And so I'm like, what's going on? So I'm reaching for my phone. I'm like, it's going to end bad. It always does. What's going on? And it's just like a dolphin. Like a dolphin
out of water.
It was really strange, right?
Yeah.
So I'm
like, what
is he doing? And so I'm grabbing my phone. I look down for a split second. And when I look back up, it's just like, he just lands on his back. Like, it's his back and shoulders. I'm like, what is going on? All I could do is just fall to my knees and start laughing. But I was so frustrated because I couldn't get my phone out of my pocket in time. So he cuts his hand as he's sitting here. He has like a road rash on his elbow. Aww. He has it on his side. I don't know what he was doing. But it was incredible, and I don't understand why it happened.
So there wasn't like some sort of animal in the trash can, or you were running from it or something?
No.
It was so early in the morning that no one, no one was even around.
I don't know what goes on in my head when I wake up.
Clearly.
I woke up at 5, went to go potty. I went back to the van and slept, woke up at 7:30, and then I just felt energy.
Oh, yeah. just had to get it out.
Energy was in my body, so I had to have energy with Scoop. We started kicking the trash can because we had energy.
Yes.
Then
I think the worst part of the whole thing was when you could hear your skin, sliding across the concrete.
Oh, yeah, the burn.
That was the worst part of the whole thing.
I think after I fell on my back and neck, I had a headache. But
bad idea.
There was a person who looked at me and started clapping.
So think about this. Maybe this car is more like a spoken performance piece. Like that Absolutely. Was art right there that you were doing.
I don't know if we should try to call it that.
That might be generous.
Here's a noise. You know when you're showing up at like a Walmart and you got a family that's going there to do what families do at Walmart, which, anyway, and one of their kids takes off running and just trips and falls in their hands and face hit the concrete first.
Aww.
That's what it sounded like when Isaiah's shoulders and neck hit the concrete first. It was so funny, and I'm so sorry I didn't catch it, like video, but yet I'm still sitting here telling about it. I don't know why it happened, but it was incredible.
No one does.
Matt, take my word for it.
I know why it happened.
Why?
Energy.
Energy. Yeah, it was like I had energy, and Scoop and I had to share energy together.
Hold on. I don't know if I should be lumped in the energy thing, because, yes, I did what I happened
to
be.
I
was the first one to kick the trash can. Mm. But it literally was like a switch.
Not a metaphor. Actually kicking a trash can.
It was a green trash can. It wasn't me.
Okay. A switch was flipped, and Isaiah literally lost his lid. Like, it just...
Just like the trash can that had been kicked.
It was awesome. So, yes, we're playing Springfield, Ohio tomorrow.
That's great.
Hey, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you coming?
No, I'm not.
I'm not even in this.
I've never had him say yes.
To a
That's
show?
That's not true, actually. I have seen you play. I've seen you play at Purple Door. I saw you play at
I'm talking in
Florida.
Columbus. Home.
Home? No, what do you want? Look, didn't you guys just... What's happening with your album? Let's focus on the album. Let's not focus on me. Besides, Springfield's
you?
Not my home. So
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
The album is done.
Yay!
I know.
Good.
I saw that on the Kickstarter that the people were talking about.
So you're going to be updating Kickstarter soon? You were talking about off-air some things that maybe I don't know if you were willing to talk about on-air.
Yeah.
But we'll be updated soon.
I think that we can talk about it.
You said you put it on Facebook, which I never checked, so...
Right. Well... We have picked a label.
Okay.
And we are...
But you can't say who it is yet?
Yeah, we can't say who it is.
Okay.
We can say that we're in the final stages of negotiations. We negotiated all the main points of the contract. They accepted. Now we are negotiating all of the fine print. And after that, we'll be able to announce, and it's going to be...
And then the album details will be out then?
We'll have a release date, everything, and trust me, it's not easy to have a finished record and have to sit on it for months and wait for all of the legalities and other people that work for the band to do their thing. But it is,
and it's
rest
worth
assured,
it.
coming out soon, hopefully by...
Just say August.
August.
Yeah.
Okay.
Into August, I would say, would be a safe.
Between August and December.
Yeah, that's true. Don't give a year. Just in case.
Well,
you can stay up to date through Spoken's Facebook page, and then, of course, through Radio U, because we'll obviously, once you guys give the details, we'll make sure to pass it along, too.
What you say is it'll definitely be out by August, and then if for some reason it's not, and you say... 2016.
You've got a whole year of a window in case. So
it's a
sometime
big window,
before then.
Yeah. So just trying to help.
That's
you
how
out.
I got the Radio U app on my phone.
You
That's
did,
fantastic,
and we're very
Matt.
Proud
Thank
of that.
You know
we're
why? You know, other than you mentioning it this morning when I was listening on my way in.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, Perry, the worship director at our church, he has been talking about it nonstop. Like the app. So I'm like, oh, I guess I should get it.
You're like, oh, I've heard of that place before.
Like, I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can download that for free through radiou.com or just look it up, but Android or iOS, it's there.
It's true. All right. I guess that's all then.
Thank you,
Spoken. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So just...
Matt doesn't care. Matt does not care to say thank you. It's fine. It's fine.
That's all right. He gets a pass.
Triggers.
Thank you.
Matt, do you have anything else you need? You got 15 seconds.
As always, thank you very much.
All right.
Hey, there it is.
You're welcome. Spoken.